So like she said, we are here to present our new partnership, and I would like to start off with a little video with some quotes of our guests. Like Brianna said, I work for the Flemish Youth Hostels. We are a non-profit organization representing 22 hostels in Belgium, Flanders. Organization was founded back in 1931 at the very beginning of the youth hostel concept. And since beginning, we have also been a member of Hosteling International, which is the largest network of hostels worldwide. And here represented by Brianna as well. The last years, we have been investing a lot in modernizing our network together with Visit Flanders. The last years, we have opened 7 new or renewed city hostels. And in all these projects, a lot of effort was put into creating modern and comfortable hostels. But other important factors were sustainability and also accessibility. This means that right now, in 2018, we are proud to say that we have a network of 13 accessible hostels, which is quite a vague definition, because what might be accessible for one person might not be suitable for another one. But we decided to define them as the hostels which carry the A or A-plus label of Visit Flanders, which indicates the level of accessibility. It's a limited list, but for now it's like the most objective way to communicate about these hostels. And here you see a map with an overview. So now that we have this accommodation, the physical accessibility, we do face some challenges. Like we see, the offer is there, but it's not used optimally. We also realize that a lot of people may not even know about our accessible offer. Then the other way is how to promote this accessible hostels and rooms. We have our communication channels, but do we reach the right audience? And is there another way to do so? And then thirdly, there's some questions from the hostel staff themselves. Like sometimes they feel uncertain about how to welcome those people and how to deal with special needs and questions. So that was basically where we were at the beginning of this year. And that's the moment that we traveled to at a New Year's reception. And we started talking. And it's actually a good example how networking or small talk can lead to big and concrete projects. But before we go into detail about the project, I will let Christophe talk a bit more about his organization.
Good morning, my name is Christophe. And 4 years ago, I started WeTravel2. The aim of WeTravel2 was and still is to let people with a disability travel without restrictions. Now, for the moment, we are the biggest travel company, a tour operator for individual travelers with a disability in Belgium. And now I will show you a short movie about our start and what we do.
My name is Christophe and I like to travel. When I was 18 and traveling, I dove into shallow water at dusk and broke my neck. A stupid accident that landed me in a wheelchair. I'm Christophe, and I like to travel. What if that was still possible? What if there was a travel organization that lets people with a temporary or permanent disability travel without restrictions? What if that were possible just like any other trip, you know, travel to adventurous and exotic destinations with family or friends? What if there were local networks specializing in adapted transport and services? What if organizing such a trip wasn't a burden? What if all that information, all those contacts, all that experience, that entire network, what if one experienced travel organization brought all that knowledge together on a national and international level? What if that were possible today? Travel with WeTravel2 to wonderful destinations across the globe. WeTravel2. Travel without limits. Because WeTravel2.
So that's WeTravel2, a travel company specialized for people with a disability. And I know not everything is still possible for everyone. And 4 years ago, I was one of the speakers of Destination for All in Montreal. And my most important point was, and still is, that people with a disability has to start to travel. That's the only way the travel industry will change. And we also create awareness about accessible travel through presentations to associations and organizations. And as Tina told, we met each other at a New Year's reception, and that was the start of our collaboration. So when you want to run a hostel or a hotel, the most important thing is the accommodation, the accessible accommodation. If you want to play in the league of accessible tourism, the Olympic minimum is the accessibility of the accommodation. But that's not important enough. Now the Flemish used hostels are accessible, and we have the know-how and the experience how to let people with a disability travel on a comfortable way, because everyone deserves to travel. But accessibility is just one part. You have to look to the entire chain of accessibility. You need up-to-date information. Of course, you need accessible accommodation, but also adapted transport to go to the accommodation. Some people need medical equipment rental, like shower share, a hoist, or a scooter. And some people need also medical assistance. And when you're on vacation, you want to do something, so you need also accessible attractions. So now we are working on a shared dream. And the next steps we are working, we have the theory, the youth hostels have the accessible accommodation, and we know what to do. And these are the next three steps. And these steps seems easy, and maybe it is easy, but you have to do it right. And you have to do it in the right way, and very detailed and in the right order. So the first step is to create the right mindset amongst the staff. So we will train the 11 accessible hostels, so what to do and how to deal with people with a disability. Then we have the theory of the seven, the entire chain of accessibility, and we will help them to do and to find the right thing to do. And then the third thing is to spread the word, to network, and to give all the information and to promote this accessible accommodation. So now I will give the word to Tine back.
This slide is to show the general mission of hostels. So our mission is to give everyone the chance to travel, no matter what barrier. Therefore, we want to offer budget-friendly accommodation where everyone feels welcome, where you make new friends, where you can discover new places, where you learn new things, and important, where you join a community of travelers. So that's very general what we want to achieve with our hostels, but specifically for this target group, I want to emphasize that one, yes, you can travel too. Two, no, it does not have to cost a fortune. And three, no, we are not a care hotel, so if you stay with us, you will be one of the travelers. And that's really important for us because we want our guests to mingle and to learn from each other. And we believe that by creating these all-in hostels, we can create more mutual respect between people. So to finish our presentation, I would like to pass the word to one of our guests. It's earlier this summer we interviewed Dries. He's a group leader who stayed in one of our hostels, and he was happy to share his story with all of you here today.
We zijn Westport Recreas en wij komen hier elk jaar op een fietsvakantie met een hele groep mensen met een beperking. En ja, dit jaar zijn we hier terug neergestreken in Maldegem. Ja, het is zo dat wij geen gewone groep zijn. Wij hebben wel speciale noden, maar hier in de Loyale daar hebben wij eigenlijk altijd iemand die voor ons klaarstaat. Alle gasten die mee zijn, die kennen het personeel al bij naam, dus dat schept ook al een hele grote band. Als wij op vakantie gaan of als we een plaats zoeken om op vakantie te gaan, dan moet dat altijd wel toegankelijk zijn voor onze mensen. Er moet ook altijd wel wat te doen zijn. Het eten moet voldoende zijn en lekker. We zijn hier eigenlijk via terechtgekomen. Een tip van iemand die hier in de streek woont, die zei van ja, daar moet je zeker een keer gaan luisteren. Ondertussen is het al het vierde jaar op rij dat we naar hier komen en we willen eigenlijk ergens anders meer. Het is hier heerlijk eten. Ze verwelkomen hier ons altijd met open armen. We zijn hier gelijk al een klein beetje thuis. De kamers zijn altijd perfect in orde. Ja, die Loyale is echt de perfecte plaats voor een groep als ons om hier terecht te komen. En, we willen niet meer weg. Wij hebben eigenlijk veel geluk gehad dat wij de jeugdherberg hier hebben gevonden. Via, zoals ik al zei. Misschien dat andere groepen dat nog niet gevonden hebben. Want het is nog niet zo simpel om dit te vinden. En zeker, er zijn hier kamers die volledig toegankelijk zijn. En misschien moeten ze daar nog meer reclame rond gaan maken. Want dat is echt wel een plaats waar dan mensen met een beperking zeker welkom zijn en alles vinden wat ze nodig hebben. Ik zou zeker deze jeugdherberg aanraden. Vooral omdat altijd alles piekfijn in orde is. We kunnen hier alles vragen. En vooral ook omdat we altijd met open armen ontvangen worden. En daarvoor is dat altijd een beetje thuiskomen. Dus ik zou zeker deze jeugdherberg aanraden. Een grote topper.
Yeah, so this was in short our partnership. If you have any questions, you can contact us later on or here if you have questions. Thank you.